Our scripture today is coming from the book of Hebrews. It's the last chapter, chapter 13, and it's verses 1 to 8, and again, 15 and 16. Now, you're welcome to follow along in your pew Bible. Let's pray as you're looking for that. Lord, we thank you for this, your word, which you give freely to us. We thank you for this act of mercy that you deliver to us your word into our hearts, our minds. Lord, we pray that those are blessed, that they may be open to receive your glorious blessing this day. And we also pray for your grace and mercy upon the sermon. May it please be pleasing unto you, used by you for your glory. We thank you for your love always, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, chapter 13, verses 1 to 8. And 15 and 16. Hear now God's word. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure. For God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we may say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The body. As we talked about during the children's message, the body is quite vast and important, and there's very many, lots of parts to the body. And all of them make up this or that. Everything that the body does in a way to protect the needs of the body. I was talking to Robert the other day, Kalanja. He's doing good. Family's well. They have a second child. I don't know if you knew it, little boy now. His nickname they affectionately call Bacon. Their baby's name is Bacon. It's not his real name. They call him Bacon. And Bacon, when he's sick, I told him that you realize he is uncured. When we get sick in our uncured state, our body works diligently to make it better. What's the purpose? The purpose of the inner workings of the body is to protect the body and make it function. But what's the purpose of the body? To live. To live not only for itself, but also to live for the other bodies that are out there. The church as the body is the same thing. The church has many parts, and all those parts work together in order to help the body exist and be healthy. All of us make up different parts of the body, of the part of the body of Christ, which is the church here in Trafford. We exist in such a way to help this body to grow, to be healthy, to love one another, to support one another, to be there for one another when things get difficult. The body also exists to help the others be safe, to grow, to to love, and those others are those outside of the body. Hebrews chapter 13 is the final chapter in the letter of Hebrews. It's a letter that's attributed to Paul, but not a letter by Paul necessarily. But in most letters we find in the New Testament, the last chapter exists in order to tell those final remarks that the author wants the audience to know and to remember. I shared this with you before, but most people, when they hear someone say something, they usually hear the first things that they say, they remember that, and the last things that they say. The things in the middle oftentimes are forgotten, or, you know, the mind wanders off to the things we got to do today, just like your mind is probably wandering right now to lunch or what to make for dinner or things like that. Sometimes while I'm preaching, my mind wanders to things like that too. I've never fallen asleep during my own sermon, but I'm still preaching, so we got time. My dad always said that when you preach, the very first thing that you should say is, what is the point of your sermon, what the point of your sermon is going to be. And then you should say the point of your sermon. And then you should remark on the point of your sermon, on what it was. And then you should continue to say what the point of your sermon was and what it will be when you leave here. So by that time, hopefully, people understand the point of your sermon. The letters do something similar to that. They have this big, nice introduction, praising God for the churches, and then it talks about what the letter's going to be, and then it kind of expands on that point, and then it closes with these points that the author wants you to remember. Now, these points: keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. Continue to remember those in prison and those who are mistreated. Marriage should be honored. Keep your lives free of money. Remember, not lives free of money, but the love of money. John Calvin said, when I was reading the commentary for this, that money is it's there. It's a reality. We need it in this world that we live in. But there are those who love money so much that though they have a lot, they are unhappy because they want more. Be content with what you have, because it says here, never will the Lord leave you nor forsake you. Remember your leaders, consider their lives, and remember Christ. The final words that the author of Hebrews wanted the church to remember: this body of Christ is to live for others. This is our purpose. This is our point. That we're not just here to take care of one another. We are there for that. And this church does that fantastically. Taking care and loving each other, encouraging each other through difficult times, celebrating with each other through one wonderful times. But we're also to take care of those who are around us, whom God places in our lives for maybe just a moment. Because in doing that, we show the love that Jesus imitated here on earth in loving those who were outside of His own circle. This isn't easy, though. I think sometimes the body is so good at taking care of itself, sometimes it forgets about taking care of others. I need these constant reminders in my life because I don't always do a good job. In fact, just this weekend, I failed on this first two. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. We all know the story of Abraham and Lot, who took care of strangers and they ended up being angels. But we don't take care of people in the hopes that they're angels. We take care of others because Christ has given us a mandate to do so. We had Mark's dad show up Saturday evening, about 3:30 or so. And as many of you know, I'm sometimes not comfortable with strangers and other people. And so when he came, I left the house. Now, I had a meeting at 4 o'clock. That's my excuse. But I left well before 4. And I didn't get back until my son texted me and said, "He's asleep. You can come home now." It was 9 o'clock when I got that text. I missed an opportunity to share God's blessing with Eric. I missed an opportunity to fulfill the calling that God has placed in my life to love one another. I failed. We've all failed somewhere along the way. We all wish we could have done something differently. So here's a warning. You'll get another chance. I will get another chance. I pray that next time that comes around to show love to a stranger, I don't pass up. Because it's not me sharing the love, but Christ sharing that love through me. Giving me what I need in that moment. Sit down with the stranger and just talk. Christ has given me a body in its miraculous way, not just to live my own life, but to do so in such a way that shares love and Christ with others. And I pray that we as a church do that, supporting and caring one another, and also sharing the great blessings that we have with Trafford, or with that stranger in the grocery store line, or that person we bump into at the mall, or whatever comes our way, so that they too might know the love of Christ. Leave you with this prayer today. Thank you, Father, for having created us and given us to each other in the human family. Thank you for being with us in all our joys and sorrows, for your comfort in our sadness, for your compassion in our loneliness. Thank you for yesterday, for today, for tomorrow, and for the whole of our lives. Thank you for friends, for health, and for grace. May we live this and every day conscious of all that has been given to us. Amen and amen.